In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When I was a child, I did not like to swim. I was a terrible swimmer, still am a terrible swimmer. My older brother, incidentally, was half fish, loved to be the water, could swim excellently. So on one occasion, he and I were both at scout camp, and he was in an older section. They had already done their swim test. When you first arrive at camp, you have to do this big swim test, so you know where you can be and what type of supervision you might need. So my brother did his swim test. Okay, fine. Well, his group was still at the pool when my group arrived, and I was sweating bullets. I was so nervous and so anxious about this, you know, jumping into this pool, trying to swim and so on, everybody watching and so on. So anxious, so filled with anxiety and concern and fear. They started calling out the names, one kid after another, go up, swim, go up, swim, go up, swim. And as Kay was getting closer and closer, and Kirby was getting closer and closer, I'm sweating, I'm so, you know, nervous, and oh no, what's gonna happen, you know? And then the instructor calls out, Kirby! And I start to move forward, and here comes my brother, right past me, shows up, jumps in the water, takes my swim test for me, right? Gets out of the pool, he's walking by me, and as he's walking by me, I'm standing there, he walks by, gives me a little wink, right? It's like, I got you. Goes on, I got my little swim badge, went on the little lake board. Now, my brother could do that because he knew Jeff was never going to go in the lake, okay, right? So to the moms out there, I was completely safe. But my brother used his talents, his abilities, his skills, my older brother, to help me. Because I wasn't a good swimmer. He knew that I was fearful. I was anxious. So he helped me. If we can understand that story, and I pray we all have stories like that, where an older sibling or an older mentor came to our aid and helped us because of their talents, their abilities, their skills. As we understand that here in the human level, then that can help us further to understand what it means that the saints, our older brothers and sisters, help us. Now that we have a clear understanding of temporal punishment, I've been preaching on that for a while, the consequences of our sin. So we go, we confess our sin's taken away by the blood of Jesus Christ, but there's still that wound in our soul because of the sin. There's still the temporal punishment, the consequences of the sin. And of course, we have to do penance in order to make up, in order to fill what that hole is, that wound. Now, we can only do that by the grace of God, but we also have to make sure we're attentive to our temporal punishment. Now that we understand that, let me give you this piece of doctrine, this piece of truth. The saints, the holy ones, they hold what theology is called the treasury of merits. That means all the good things they did, all the prayers, the asceticism, the service of the poor, the works of mercy, all that they did in heaven, they have this treasury of merits, all the good things they did. And when we are trying to pay our temporal punishment for our sins, we can turn to our older brothers and sisters in heaven, and they can give us some of their merits. They can help us. And that is what we call an indulgence. That when we receive an indulgence, the holy ones, our older brothers and sisters, they're helping us in our difficulty, our struggles, our fear, our anxiety. Once you begin to understand, oh, that's an indulgence, it doesn't sound so weird. I still meet Catholics who say, oh yeah, we don't believe in that anymore. Yes, we do. Hey, don't you take away our indulgences. We need them. Or that's kind of crazy. How can this happen? There's a treasury of merit and you take it and it's applied to us here on earth. How does that work? Well, it works just like an older brother taking a swim test for a younger brother who doesn't swim very well. It's our older brothers and sisters who have run the race, who are sharing the crown and understand the glory, and they stand on the sidelines and they cheer us on. All the holy ones, Faustina, Padre Pio, Andrew Kim, all the holy ones, the canonized saints, and get this, the saints in our own family, perhaps even some of the family members who are buried here who may share glory already. They share their treasury of merits with us. You can do it. Keep fighting the good fight. It's worth it. I'm with you. You're not alone. Keep fighting. That's an indulgence. Once you begin to understand indulgences in this way, we can say, my goodness, I want all the indulgences, right? And of course, this is only possible because of Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. Without Jesus Christ, nothing would have merit. Without Jesus Christ, nothing would be of worth. It's in Jesus Christ that we have this power as members of the baptized, because we are members of his own body, which means we can make up this temporal punishment for our sins. It means our older brothers and sisters, united to us in Christ, can give us some of their treasury of merits. So now that you understand indulgences in a deeper way, I encourage you, pursue them. Mother Church is very generous in the granting of indulgences. Pursue them. Partial indulgences remove some of our temporal punishment. A plenary indulgence takes away all of our temporal punishment. Talk about a clean slate. To have our sins absolved by confession, and then our temporal punishment removed by a plenary indulgence. Dear friends, this is the working out of our salvation that St. Paul speaks about. That we use all the means given to us by Jesus Christ. The absolution of sin, the paying off of temporal punishment, the receiving of indulgences of older brothers and sisters. So what saints are you close to? To whom can you turn to? What merits in the treasury of the church can you draw from? And I encourage you to do so. And there are even certain times, especially All Souls Day, when we can take from the treasury of merits from the holy ones in heaven and apply them not simply to ourselves, but to the souls in purgatory. Dear friends, we are intimately connected. In the West, we constantly want to define ourselves by our own identity, our sovereign selves. Right? I can do this. I'm my own person. No, we're not. We are bound to one another as human beings. We are especially bound to one another as members of the baptized. Our salvation depends on each other. No one is saved by himself or herself. No one is damned by himself or herself. We are bound. Indulgences are the ways in which our older brothers and sisters, the saints, the holy ones, help us in order to work out our salvation. As we offer this Eucharist, I encourage you, ask God for the graces of indulgence. Do your research. Send your emails to me if you have to. Look at your prayer books when it says indulgence is granted and rally the cause. Take all the indulgences you can because you need them. I need them. We all need them. For as members of the church, we are working out our salvation, but we are not working it out by ourselves.